Blog Talk Radio.
Arizona time, and happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you're doing well today. There's certainly a lot of energy swirling and whirling around. I did have a conversation with my very own BFF, see how she's doing since we live 4 hours away. We touch base every now and again and then start up our conversation where we left off once I visit, but both seem to be, you know, tired and going through some physical changes this year. It's been a heck of a year for feeling out of balance. And we are in crown chakra energy this year. And there's many reasons why I do know that, but other people have talked about that too. But to put it in a nutshell, to learn all about what happened, I know I'm doing a little commercial, sorry about that, but to find out what happened, what brought us to this place where we are at now, my movie, What's Up on Planet Earth, which takes you from a starting point of when the bomb was dropped on Japan and all the way to 2016. So it is, it's not random. Nothing is random. There's a plan. We have been shifting things. We as humans, as chaotic as it may seem out there, we as humans have actually shifted and changed the energy. That has opened up doors for indigo children and crystal children to show up. That has opened up doors for other things to happen, and it is why we are in such chaos now. All that is explained in my wonderful little movie, and it's basically just me giving a I'm giving a talk, a class. It was recorded with me doing a class. The movie itself is $25. It's $30 if you need me to send it to you. And I do that priority, so you can get that off my you need to contact me. Email me, and I'll make arrangements, and we can get it sent to you. Like I said, lots going on, and it helps you to understand what's happened before to put you in the position you are now. And I did read something the other day which helps me understand a lot because I was questioning and wondering, God, I've been tired this summer. And those of you who follow me regularly, I've been on a watermelon binge. And still, having a hard time not starting my morning without some luscious, very hydrating watermelon. But I read something from Cryon the other day. Now, I quit listening to Cryon quite a few years ago because this is funny, too. And I was thinking about this. It really was like a door opening for me when I found the Cryon books. And I have no negative opinion, no negativity connected to what Lee Carroll and Cryon have done. I think it's awesome, and it's all done in love. Except that after a while, I couldn't find any. I couldn't read through the. There wasn't anything there for me. Let me put it that way. And that happens to me a lot when people send me stuff or read this, and it's like my eyes roll into the back of my head, and it's like, okay, I'm not following. You know, it's too much, and it almost feels like I'm blocked. So I basically figure, this is not information that I need to know. But recently, somebody posted something about Cryon, and I just felt compelled to click on it, and it was a 2012 channeling that he did, Lee Carroll did, with Cryon through him. And they said, he said, you will get colds. You will get sick. And that is going to happen. And, which is weird, because yes, that's true. And it's kind of the thing I was questioning, because it's like, what the heck is going on inside of me? It seems like even though we're in crown chakra energy, which is a very high frequency, which I have noticed also, and which is a higher spiritual energy for those of you who are experiencing it. So I have more compassion as opposed to the anger that I used to have. So I'm moving up in frequency, and then I always tell you the physical body is the last to catch up. And that's what's been going on. Out of sync, out of balance, tired a lot. Sometimes the full moon is, it's a couple days before I sleep again. And even when I sleep, you know, by the middle of the afternoon, it's like I'm tired. So, and I'm a pretty energetic person all in all. But anyway, so I was going through this, and I might have shared with you, you know, I was sick in February. There was a lot of changes that took place in my physical body in April. I don't go to doctors, so that is not something that I do. And then I read this. You know, when you ask questions to the universe, even if you don't actually say, hey, I have a question for the universe. But my curiosity was what is going on with me. It was floating in my mind, and I didn't really direct it out to the angels. I just kind of thought, what the heck? So I read this, I go through it. I don't read word for word. I kind of glance through it. And I got down to that area where Cryon talks about colds. You will get colds, whatever that means. Colds, flu, I imagine you will get sick. It is, and this has to happen because our bodies are recalibrating. Now, what does that mean, recalibrating? And in my mind, that has been what I have felt like. I just couldn't put it into words. What does it mean to recalibrate? It's resetting itself. Your physical body is resetting, which is pretty much what I've always said. The physical body is the last to catch up. I just didn't put it in that perfect a statement. Our bodies are recalibrating. We are being reset to hold a frequency that is higher than the norm, than we have in the past. And it explains volumes to me. It's like, holy smokes. So, I feel better. Just wanted to share that with you. I haven't had a chance to call my BFF yet because she's been experiencing the same thing. It's like, oh my God, what is going on inside my body? Really? Why do I feel so out of sorts? And so it is an interesting time when you're in the spiritual connect here, watching what's going on. My blog comes out next week. It's August already. Next week. It'll be out on Wednesday. I encourage you to read it. It is written by the angels or the universe or source, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how else to tell you I don't know where it comes from. I guess I do know where it comes from. It comes from the universe, the angels. And I'll always have, you know, I write it, takes me a while, and then I go through it over and over again, try and correct spelling and things like that. And then I have my husband read it, and he kept, bless his heart, because he'll give me, does it make sense, you know, type of thing. And he's just always, especially this last time, blown away. But I think every time, because I'm kind of blown away when you just go with the flow of it. I've been, you know, it's like having this radio show. I don't plan for this radio show. Whoever calls up is supposed to hear whatever message comes through. When I write the blog, I sit down, and like this time, I didn't even have a title, and I just start writing. When I go to workshops and seminars and things, and I give them, when I give workshops and seminars and things, I don't plan for those either. I don't have anything written down. It is a lesson, I guess, for us in going with the flow. But I learned that lesson a long time ago because I told the angels, I really want you to make this easy. I don't want it to be complicated. I don't want to have to study. I don't want to have to work hard to prepare an outline. I don't want to have to, you know, do the work like that. If you're going to have me write this right, which I don't like to do either, well, you got to give me the information. And they have held up their part of the bargain. They have made it easy. I still whine about it, I admit. Oh, I have to write the blog, you know. I still whine about it, but... and that's the ego, and that's the human in me, so... It is not difficult. I just go with the flow. So I live in a benevolent universe. My good comes to me, and that's what we're leading into. You know, we can make this journey difficult or hard, or easy. I should say difficult and hard, or easy. It is up to us. It is always up to us. If you're working somewhere and you have somebody there and it's like, oh, this person's making me miserable, or this person has it out for me, or, you know, I had a terrible day because of this or that or the other thing, and believe me, I've been there, done that. What we have to realize is whatever's showing up in our field, whatever's there, is trying to get our attention. The universe is trying to get our attention. We want the highest frequency available. You want to live in love. You want to live in peace. You want to live in joy. In order to do that, you cannot allow your ego to make decisions for you or dwell on the fear of things or have your ego get you whipped into a frenzy of what you should do or shouldn't do. And circumstances are going to come up because the more that it's in front of your face, the more eventually you're going to reach that place where you're going to go, I can't worry about this. And my husband and I are going through something similar to that, and I love watching the transformation. It's been, we have a 5-year balloon payment on our building that we gave back to the bank in 2008. It's a pretty big balloon. And, of course, we don't have the, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that. And the universe is unlimited, so why would I worry anyways? And it's been 5 years. And, you know, the first year you don't worry about it at all. Then time starts to go by very, very fast. So now it's, you know, we're supposed to talk to the bank. We haven't heard from them. We're supposed to talk to the bank in September. It's up in September. By now, you know, you either have whipped yourself into a complete and total frenzy, and you're living in stress every single day trying to figure out what to do, or you're going, I don't know what to do, so handle this, angels. Take care of it for us. Here's how I visualize my life, filled with love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. And it is wonderful to watch the process that my husband's going through in regards to this. He said he told me just the other day, he said, every now and then my ego will pop up and say, shouldn't you be doing something? Shouldn't you be running around? Shouldn't you be trying to fix this? And then he thinks to himself, well, I don't know what to do. I got nothing. And when you got nothing, you do nothing. Universe is taking care of it behind the scenes. So he went from frenzy to being calmed down to ignoring. Okay, there's always that part of it for the ego. We'll just ignore it. To having, you know, looking at it in the face and going, there, I am leaving this in the hands of the divine. I live in a benevolent universe, and my good comes to me. That is all we can do. How do you like that one? I like that one. Whatever you put energy into is going to grow. If you put energy into I don't like or I don't want, I hate my job. If you do that, that hating of your job or circumstances at your job that are going to be yucky are going to grow. It's energy. That's how it works. That's what we're learning. That's what we're learning to master. Okay? We are in an ascension process. And I've never really embraced that word before. When we used to talk about ascension 20 years ago, when I was first on my spiritual path, it's like, oh, my gosh, does that mean we're leaving the earth? It's like, well, no, we've ascended. I've reached this point of the ascension process where I am now. I get it now. I get it now. We are ascending, which means we're rising in frequency, not necessarily rising off the earth like the second coming. Of course, this is the second coming if you want to, you know, express it in that manner. Not so much Jesus standing in the air and going, hey, I'm taking, you know, people out of their cars and things like that. It is an energetic ascension. It is an energetic understanding of who you really are. It is a rising in frequency, and the changes going on in our physical bodies is accommodating that higher frequency. So we have to vibrate, our physical bodies vibrate. So our physical bodies have to vibrate at a faster pace. Also, your cells in your physical body. So for me, it has meant this summer a watermelon binge. I'm eating a lot lighter and I'm eating a lot less. I haven't shrunk that much, but I'm more comfortable eating less. My whole digestive system and everything else works a lot better. And of course, I changed, you know, my diet completely over the last few years. So that was one thing, but now I'm just now automatically eating less. It could be because I'm binging on watermelon all day, and that stuff really fills you up. Jeez. Interesting, isn't it? I can go around and question it. You know, we can drive ourselves crazy with the how, whys, and wheres, but it was really nice to get that information in reading that particular article that says you are going to get sick. And it's like, oh, okay, we're recalibrating. I don't care what you are going through, it's okay. Remember, the calmer you get, the less you resist, the faster you will get through this. It is all about taking the path of least resistance. Okay? The more you let go, the more the universe takes care of things. This is a difficult concept, especially for women and men who are very powerful, who are used to being in control. My husband runs his own business. He's, I call him anal retentive, and I do that. I say that with love. Shoot, he does doors and windows. I mean, there is, you wouldn't even, I know. It seems so simple. It is so friggin' complicated. I remember him coming home a week before last or whatever. It's like, God, I'm an eighth of an inch off. I can't believe I missed that, an eighth of an inch, and it's messing up the whole opening, and everything's got to be changed. It's like, whoa. Hey, I'm off, you know, $30 in my checking account, and I'm like, yeah, okay, fix it, reconcile it. Don't look it up. Don't try and find it. Just finish it. Ah. So for him to come to that place and not resist, because he's used to taking care of everything. He has to. You know, you spend money on a door and it doesn't fit, and we're talking about expensive doors, you know, $1,000 a piece or whatever, and it doesn't fit right. It's like, ooh, that's out of our pocket type of thing. So he has, his anal retentiveness has only grown, you know, being in this business. So finding your way as a strong person who takes care of things to just go, I can't do anything about this and let go, is not always an easy thing. And you got to cut yourself some slack. You know, after you whip yourself into a frenzy and then you catch yourself and go, ah, yeah, I think I'll just take a moment here and have an ice cream cone. The more you let go, the less struggle, of course, you will have. The more you let go, the more the universe is able to do what it needs to do to bring you everything you need. It seems so easy, but yet it is so complicated. The path of least resistance. And whether it's money or companionship or a different place to live or a different job or people in your life that are driving you crazy. And let me go to this. If you have people in your life that are driving you crazy, if you have people that are pushing your buttons, if there are people that are putting in front of your face issues, they are there by divine calling. They're all angels in your life. And instead of disliking them, instead of struggling against them, oh, it's their fault because they're making my life miserable, you need to say thank you, angels, for that person. Maybe a relationship you're in. Thank you, angels, for that person. Speaking of relationships, it is the thing that destroys most relationships. The person you are with brings up your issues, pushes your buttons just by them being themselves. Two people don't automatically come together like two puzzle pieces and fit perfectly. It is ego that keeps us from being able to work these things out. If someone is in your life and they're making you feel bad, and I use that term loosely, or bringing something up for you and you've got this knot in the pit of your stomach, or you don't feel comfortable, or all of a sudden you're like feeling ugly, or you know, whatever it is, low self-esteem. Just like everything else, whether it's money issues or whatever, the universe is putting in front of your face what you need to deal with. And when you can embrace, I live in a benevolent universe. Benevolent means loving. My good comes to me. It always does. It always does. as your foundation cracks, to move you to the place where you really want to be, where you see yourself, it can be scary. What does love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression mean for you? And if you can visualize that at the highest level available, in order for you to get from where you are at, out of the job you hate or out of the relationship or living somewhere else, everything around you has to change. We're not good with change. Yeah, humans, go figure. And we struggle against that change coming into our lives. We hold white knuckles to things that are not even working out. You've heard me talk many times about my store. It was time to close the doors, and I held on white knuckled, kept shrinking it, kept, oh, jeez. And then one day I just had to let go. I held on so tight for so long. Same thing with my daughter. She was going through her time, her thing, her addiction. And I held on white knuckled. I know. And we've all done it. And there's not a darn thing we can do. And I mean, I knew that it was time to close the store. I knew it was time to let go. I was actually told when I adopted my daughter that at 18 I need to let her go. I held on till 22. That was a mistake. I was even told. Of course, all mistakes are about learning. She learned a lot. I learned a lot. We don't want to look back and call ourselves, boy, was I stupid. No, you just want to go, okay, got the lesson. I'm strong. That's part of it. I'm strong. I put up with a lot. That's not always good. My benevolent universe says I don't have to put up with a lot. I just need to quit allowing ego to make decisions for me. Hello? You all know what I'm talking about. I need to quit having ego control my life. And you need to think about that. If you're hitting your head up against a brick wall, I wrote this in my book. If you're hitting your head up against the brick wall, it is not the brick wall giving you the headache. It is your incessant need to hit your head against it. What are you hitting your head against? Have you hit a stop in your path? Is nothing happening at this moment? Take a step back and be in gratitude about what you do have. Relax in the moment and allow the universe to do what it does. I read a post this morning. You need to be as, you see your vision of what you want. You need to be as happy in having and not having what you want as you would be in having what you do want. Okay, it's a little twisted there. Did you understand that? Which means you don't. Maybe you don't have everything that's on your list right now. That doesn't mean you should be miserable. Hello. Thank you. Thank you, angels. Thank you. I'm so grateful for my life. Gratitude opens up a ton of doors. The benevolent universe works. It is you that blocks it. It is your ego that makes decisions based on fear or makes decisions based on anger or makes decisions based on separateness. I am amazed how many spiritual people are out there that still hang out and or call themselves spiritual. Who am I to judge? But still are angry at Muslims or any of these other things, anger and hatred and separateness, it's this person's fault or that person's fault, blaming others. As a spiritual person, we need to know we live in a benevolent universe. And that universe brings us uncomfortable situations into our lives so we can grow, so we can move past the issues, so we can reach where we want to reach. It's not about punishment. Of course, we can create some tremendous karma, but it's not about punishment. Karma's not about punishment either, really. It is about getting you from where you are to where you want to be. The only way to do that is to release your fear of lack of money. Release your fear of change in your life. Release your fear of that this may be the only person and, you know, if you lose them, nobody else will show up in your life. You know, all the ridiculous things that we think about as individuals. Quit trying to figure out all the tiny little details of how things are going to work out and just allow them to work out. If you're supposed to do something, you'll know. You'll know. Hey, they'll tap you on the shoulder. If you're supposed to do something, it'll be in front of your face. Which brings us to today's affirmation. This crown chakra energy is the highest frequency we have had in this planet, probably since Lemuria. Long time ago. There is an awakening taking place. I know you can't see that when you look at your Facebook roll or the news. The news is not news. Please remember that. It's not like when we grew up where you could actually believe stuff. So please don't whip yourself into a frenzy over what you hear. Maybe it's time to put some of that news aside. It's prejudice and bias no matter who you listen to. But we are creators. We are in this high, high frequency creating. And the sooner you understand the benevolent universe you live in and that all your good on a soul level is already there, you just have to be open to receive it. You have to be in a frequency where you can actually see it. That comes from saying, being in gratitude. That comes from letting go. You can get into the higher frequency. Today's affirmation for empowerment is from John Randolph Price, one of my faves. Love John. He has passed on. I'm sure he's quite happy on the other side. I live, move, and have my being in lavish abundance. For that is what God is, lavish abundance. The universal consciousness of abundance is individualized as me. I see only from the highest vision the wholeness and completeness of my financial affairs. I am open to receive. Visualize. What is it that you want in your life? And the picture below it, which I love, if you are able to imagine it, it is not unrealistic. Boom! If your thoughts can see it, can create it, you can feel it in your heart, it's not unrealistic. It's not impossible. Duh. I love that. How much power do we really have? As much as you can imagine. As much as you can allow to flow through your life. Duh. I love it. We are empowered beings. Okay. Quick commercial, and then I'm going to get to your calls. Synchronicity. I was going to say coincidence, but through synchronicity, I have been instructed to offer my angel. Okay, hold on. Soul clearing. Oh, I can never get the name right. You all know me. This thing always locks up in my head. Maybe that's because I'm supposed to look it up. Okay, hold on. I'm almost there. Hold on. I'm there. I'm there. Okay. My angelic... Oh, heavens, they keep changing the paper. There it is. Ready? Angelic Soul Clearing Practitioners Workshop. Whew! Okay, how hard is that? Not very. Okay. Angelic Soul Clearing Practitioners Workshop. I can't go everywhere. Or the door, I should say, I can go everywhere, but the doors have not opened for me to do that. And so I am offering my Angelic Soul Clearing Practitioners Workshop on an individual basis over the phone. And it's a 2 or 3 hour doodah where you and I get together and you will have a recording of the instruction. It's like, why don't you write a book? It's like, really, really write? I don't want to write. But I will record the session explaining everything to you of how to do this, how to clear out past life, how to clear out present life. We will work on you. And when you are done, you will get your certification. How cool is that? Since I can't get to too many people, I will do this one-on-one, which I've been instructed to do. So the information will be on my website soon. It'll most likely be in my newsletter next week, the information on it. And that'll be cool. So if there was a person in Chicago that says, are you coming here? I want to take that class. And it's like, it's not opening up. I've contacted people, and it's not simple and easy. Remember I told you that? I've always told you that. It's not simple and easy. It's not meant to be. And that is most, she goes, I really want that certification. It's like, well, let's do it over the phone. What a grand idea. And the universe takes care of things. Love it. So let's get to the callers. Give me your name and where you're calling from, and I'm going to go with, looks like everybody's in order here. That doesn't always happen time-wise. Okay, 256, you're on the air. You've been holding. Oh, wait. No, you're not. Hold on. 256, area code. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Give me your name and where you're calling from. Hi.
Hi, Kimberly and Georgia.
Hi. Hi, Kimberly and Georgia. How are you?
I'm great, and how are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. I'd love to go to Georgia. Every now and then there's a hint that I might get there, and then nothing has really opened up. So anyways, what's your question for the angels today?
My question for the angels is just the next step to change my life in reference to my career for the next 6 months.
Just for the next 6 months?
Oh, next year or forever.
You're so cute. You are a very, very, very powerful manifester. And you have an entourage of angels around you ready to support you. The angels, your guardian angels, want you to know that you need to visualize in your mind what you want to do, not based on what you think you can have by what has happened up to this point, but they want you to make a list based on what you really, truly want. And there's a difference between what you think you can have and what you truly want, which is most likely why you're asking me. So here's how this works. You're going to be manifesting as you create this list. And whether it's a job or a partnership or whatever, for you it happens to be career. You're a very creative individual. You want to work part-time with full-time pay. Do you want to work from home? Do you want to have your own business? The angels are asking you, because we're in crown chakra energy, because this frequency is so high, because you have laid a foundation in the past under your feet, and you've seen what you can do, because of all these things, they want you to think beyond the physical world and make the list based on your heart center, based on your joy, what do I really want? Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, I do.
You are in a creative space at the at this time. I know it feels like not a lot is happening. And you're probably restless. That happens in the solar plexus. I'm ready for something else. And we get ready, or before everything is placed in line, the synchronicity is created. We're always ready because that's how the energy opens up. But because of everything you have learned, because of what you have experienced, and you get a high five and an atta girl from the angels, it is time for you to say, okay, entourage, here's what I really want. And that's why you're in the position that you are now. That's why you are where you are at, because there is not a whole lot in front of you. That's why you've been feeling kind of maybe like, what the heck? You know, what should I do? And the angels are waiting. Well, what do you really want? They're waiting for you to tell them what you really want. Are you understanding?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Got that, girlfriend? Now,
yes,
remember, I'm going to repeat myself here, not just for you,
okay,
but for others. Don't make the list based on what you think you can have as you see it through your physical eyes, okay? We want you to make the list on what you really want based on the concept that in a benevolent universe you can have anything you want. Got that?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And
thank
then
you
when you make the list, honey, be ready, take care of yourself, because you're a very powerful manifester. The energy that you feel from the joy of making that list is going to change things quickly for you, so be ready for your foundation to crack, but have the faith, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got that? All right, sweetie.
Got
take
it.
Care. Bye-bye. She is so supported. Woo, you go, girl. All right, 813-813, you are on the air. Hello there.
Hello, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, I'm calling from Chandler, Indiana.
Chandler, Indiana. Is that where Mike Pence is from?
I don't know.
Or is it Illinois?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a political question. I always get Illinois and Indiana mixed up. Anyways, darling, what's your question for the angels?
Yes, the angels, I have a question for. I was hoping to connect with my mother-in-law and my father-in-law on the other side. I have a situation I'm trying to deal with right now with their son. I was wondering if they can give me some guidance or something.
Well, from what I'm seeing, you do have guidance around you, and that the love is there. You're trying to fix this yourself, and instead, because the reason you haven't gotten anything concrete or clear on what to do is because, I'm going to make the statement again, sorry, is because you are trying to fix it yourself somewhere. In your mental plane, you've got this mental masturbation going on of how to take care of this. And what really needs to happen, because once you invoke, you know, the mother-in-law and her husband, once you invoke, that's spiritual energy. And you're looking for guidance. So you've got a person that you're working with, and you need to be connecting with your angels and his angels. Now, let me give you something specific that you can do. First of all, you need to understand that everybody is experiencing things and that the best thing we can do oftentimes is to allow them their journey. And the importance of this is because there are lessons to be learned. Part of your lesson is to understand that you can't fix it. But you, because you care, because you have such a powerful heart, okay, and you're supported by your in-laws and you are supported by the angels, love is the most powerful energy in the universe. sending that person love, sending them 10,000 angels every time you think of them is going to help tremendously. Wrap them in a pink bubble. Be very specific. Mm-hmm. Every time you start to worry about them, send them angels, and then send them love, and then say, okay, angels, is there anything I'm supposed to do? If you don't get any information, you are not supposed to do anything. If this is affecting your life, then you need to say, okay, clear me of this energy. Get this negative energy out of my life. But at the same time, please put a pink bubble around this person and take care of them. Now, the next thing, I want you to be aware of every moment of that you ask the angels, they'll give you information if there is something you're supposed to do. Now, the next thing to do is before you go to sleep at night, okay, to understand these terms, oftentimes while we are sleeping, we will leave our body and go experience things on the other side. And for those of you who don't understand this, we're always connected by what is called a silver cord. Is there an actual silver cord? I don't know. But it's a way for us as humans to be able to understand it. That is where deja vu comes from. And with that concept in mind, I want you, before you go to sleep at night, to say, okay, angels, I want my higher self and his higher self and his angels and my angels to meet while we sleep. Mm-hmm. What happens at that higher level of meeting while you sleep is that you're meeting without ego. And then you can make decisions on that higher level of energy based on the best and highest good of everyone involved. It is not a way of manipulating someone, but it is a way of breaking down barriers, and you need to do it every night before you go to sleep as often as you can remember. Okay? You will notice a lightening of the energy. The heaviness will start to dissipate because what happens on the physical plane where you are at is there's a lot of ego energy flying around. Makes you very, very uncomfortable. And when you do this, what I have instructed you today, you are dealing with higher frequency. And please remember, we're in 2016. The frequency is very high. Everybody's dealing with their own stuff. It is not our job to rescue them, but it is. But if you are that closely connected to someone, we can help with the powerful energy of love and forgiveness. Now, your mother-in-law is there. They're watching over you. I can see them. They're sending you an awful lot of love. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. And you have a lot to learn from this. Taking the methods that I have given you today is going to help you understand how energy works. And you're going to be able to see, okay, angels, show me a miracle here. You're going to be able to see how that works. Okay? All right.
Yeah, because I've never met my mother-in-law. I was just wondering if she had any messages for me or whatever. I never met any of my in-laws, actually. They passed before I met their son.
Right,
actually.
And they are surrounding this situation. I don't hear any words from them, but they are surrounding this situation. So use the energy of love and allow yourself to understand, okay, angels, help me to learn what I need to learn in this situation. Every situation presented to us is given to us by a loving universe, a loving source. And you are a powerful, powerful individual. You're stepping into that now. So take that and run with it. If you have any other questions, you can always email me too. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So many things happening on so many levels for so many people, and a lot of people are planning on leaving the planet. So I know we hate to even think about that part of it, but a lot of people are leaving the planet because their mission is done. They've had enough. 575, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Tammy?
Tammy.
Tammy, hi, honey.
Hi. I was just wanting a message.
Where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
Oh, you're next door.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Ask me.
I was just wanting a message from my angels about, you know, the next step that I take with this creative job that I'm creating for myself.
Well, first of all, they want you to be in gratitude. They want you to take this moment in time, which seems to be lasting forever, and understand that synchronicity is being created. When we are given a gift of time while it's being creative, it means that you need to focus on you and your physical body and embracing and taking care of yourself. This is a time of rest. This is a time of renewal. And as I was speaking earlier in the radio show, especially for you, it is a time of recalibration. Anytime there's a pause in the action of things, we get restless. Why isn't it happening in the time frame that I want it? Are you understanding what I'm explaining?
Yes, I've been following you this whole session, this whole
time.
Oh,
good. Oh, yeah. Bless your heart. Okay. Change is going to come. And it's like what I was talking about. It's about letting go. You don't have to continue to ask but you just visualize it in your mind. Here's my, you know, creative source. Here's what I want to do. And in the meantime, take care of yourself. Get the rest. Do the changes in your diet that you need to do. Focus on your physical body. You're going to need the stamina to carry the energy that you're going to need for this to blossom. And it is blossoming. It is being created. And you will be instructed along the way. And you can get up in the morning and say, okay, angels, is there anything that's blocking my progress? Is there anything I need to release? You can ask, is there any way to hurry this up? Is there anything I'm supposed to do? It's good to ask, but if you don't get anything, just go enjoy your day. Just go build yourself up. Just say, okay, angels, show me a miracle today. And when you let go and allow the flow of energy to come around you, everything will be put in front of you. And it's got to be simple and easy. Why are we going to do all this stuff if it's not going to be simple and easy? We just need to learn to go with the flow of the energy, and that's where you are at right now. You are very blessed. This blossoming that I'm seeing that's going on around you is not just the synchronicity that's being created for this business, but it's also a blossoming of you, stepping into your own power, understanding who you are completely, and the uniqueness of you. And that's what, remember this, as you go through everything you're going to go through, time is always a gift, okay?
Okay.
Use it and have fun. You're very, what's the word I want to use? You're very single-minded. There it is. I want this done. We want you to expand, go for a walk, take care of your body, include it all, your mental, physical, spiritual, all that. As the synchronicity is all being created behind the scenes, a tapestry is being weaved for your highest benefit. And time is always a gift, an opportunity for us to strengthen and love ourselves. Got it?
Got it. Thank you
all right,
so
girlfriend.
Much.
Take care of you. Bye-bye. 312, 312, you're on the air. Hello there.
It's that gal in Chicago.
Hey, that gal in Chicago. How are you?
Good. I'm glad that our conversation spun something else off. I'm glad.
You know,
yeah.
It really, see, everybody, we're all connected. You were my angel that day. Once you and I talked, it's like I expanded upon it, what I was able to offer in regards to that, and it'll be in the newsletter and on my website soon. So thank you for allowing yourself to be an inspiration.
Well, I told you, they were bugging me to call you, so.
Yeah, there you go. The timing was right. Is that cool or what?
Awesome.
Right?
Yep.
I love that stuff. This is the gal in Chicago, everybody, who planted that idea. The angels were bugging her. She called me, yada, yada, yada. This is the synchronicity that gets created, and what a blessing for both of us. So what can the angels do for you today, my dear?
Well, actually, I have a question if there was any angelic advice on how to navigate through some changes and shifts that are going on here at my day job. My foundation is cracking. I can feel it. I know something's coming. I know there's it's all divine. I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it's going to be the catalyst for me to step out and, you know, work on my entrepreneur stuff. But, you know, my ego can also get in the way, and I don't want to lose my shit when it goes down.
You know, not losing your shit is important. So good for you. Good for you for seeing it. Good for you for being able to tap in. You have an entourage around you also. This is the phenomena that we have now, and so much help. What's happening is as your foundation cracks, this is when the ego really starts to perk up and say, are you kidding? Are you crazy? And this is how we are able to, and well, you get a high five and an attagirl first for catching it. And this is where you need to understand, I'm in that benevolent universe. I am opening up my heart to receive my good. You're going to be fine. You already know that. I'm not sure what to tell you because you already know. But I can give you that high five and an attagirl because the angels are creating it. And you're where the girl who I spoke to before you, you can now feel your foundation cracking, which is always a little scary. And that's what I was warning the other gal about. It's like you're bringing this on. Change has to be created. And there's always these catalysts that send us in particular directions. You'll know what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
I can remember the day when I was told, you know, I'd been in corporate America myself working in insurance, and it's like, you need to quit. It's like, oh, my God, and I got sick to my stomach. I can't quit. And finally, I just gave in. I mean, how long are you going to argue with the angels, right?
That's right.
I mean, really, and it's like, okay, you all just tell me what to do. Now, you can do the same thing that I told the other gal. It's like, am I supposed to be doing anything here, angels? Is there anything I'm supposed to understand? Is there anything blocking my way? This is always a good way to respond to ego. And
okay.
If you get no answers, then don't worry about it. If something then pops up in front of your face, you can clear it at that moment or clear the emotions or whatever. And that's the option to, you know, move more quickly on this path. But it is always within your reach to get more information. It's just when we have no information and having nothing happen or having no information is an answer. It means the universe is saying, we've got your back.
Good,
okay?
Good, good. Awesome.
So you don't have to worry about it. No news is always, good. We've got this.
Okay.
And my husband and I haven't even heard from the bank yet. I mean, this whole thing is supposed to come big pop there in September, and we haven't heard from the bank yet. And, you know, it's like, well, this is interesting. I wonder, you know, I have no idea how this kind of stuff works out. And so
but
it's
it
just
all does.
A matter of, and neither one of us know what to do. So it's like, okay, let's go to a nice resort in Phoenix. They're really cheap this time of year. And go spend some money. Why not?
That's
so
right.
Have
well,
fun. Enjoy this journey. Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy this. Because this is what you'll be writing about later on, how the pieces come together and how synchronicity works. This is the fun part where you watch the pieces, the universe
unfold.
Do what it
yep.
does.
For
you
sure.
Go, girl. Let me know
Thank
when you're
you.
Ready.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Okay.
All
talk
right,
to you
bye-bye.
Soon. Bye-bye.
All right. 111. We've got one more with 30 seconds left. Oh, wait, it's the computer is still doing stuff. Okay, 111, which usually means Skype. Let me see if I can get to you. Hi, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello, ma'am. This is Rudy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you pretty good, but you have a good accent. So talk as loud as possible. What can the angels do for you today, my friend?
Well, there, I turn off the phone. I am having a little bit of a spiritual crisis. We recently moved to America, and I went to a friend's house for their party, which I come to understand is a barbecue, where some of the food that I ate had beef in it. And unfortunately, now I've been having nightmares of where I can hear the cow coming down the hallway. I wake up in the middle of the night because it felt like I felt them breathing on me heavily. I've never been really religious, but my father is, and he is telling me that our God is coming back to haunt me for consuming the cattle because I was not supposed to. And I don't know if it's just me being afraid or what's actually going on.
Yes.
And it's beginning to scare me because I'm not able to sleep at night.
Let me give you this. This is a creation of ego. Anything that causes you this much discomfort and fear, and it's manifesting then in your physical body, is keeping you awake. Nothing is good or bad energy unless we make it good or bad energy. The belief system is just that, a belief system. I eat beef all the time. It nourishes me. There's B12 in it and iron. And the angels are telling me this is exactly what you needed at this time because the stress of moving and everything else, the protein and the iron was good for you. The rest of this is just your ego and the fear of doing something wrong. You're also in unfamiliar energy. There's a very chaotic energy here in the United States right now, my friend. You came at a really interesting time. You're trying to be very careful. You're trying to do everything right. And what I want you to know is contact your God, your angels, and understand that you live in a benevolent universe. You are dearly loved. Any religious anything that's connected with that much fear is ego. It's not, it is a belief system meant to try to control you or blah, 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 blah. Anything that makes you that miserable is not of God. Let me put it that way, okay? God is love. The universe is love. Energy is all about love. And so what you're literally doing is arguing with yourself. You have to quit arguing with your father. That was his belief. And quit arguing. Bring it home to yourself. Why do I feel this way? Go within. Do I want to eat beef? Did I feel good or did I feel bad? Why do I have these feelings? This is very, very old, this energy that you are experiencing right now. It's an old thing that's in, this is not the first lifetime where you've had this kind of restrictions on you. And you have to decide, as a spiritual being, not a religious being, you have to decide as a spiritual being how or what you want to do now that you have moved here. This is also an example of shifting and changing your life from where you did live to here. How much are you going to embrace? How much freedom are you going to take? How are you going to do this? Are you going to let go of the old ways to take on the American ways? This is it's not just the meat, honey. It's the concept of all of it. Your dad's religion, it's like, wow, you're leaving behind the old stuff, which has to happen, by the way, because you have a higher frequency. Your bravery, your moving here is divine in nature, and now you're arguing with your ego over if you made the right decision and how you're going and how you will live here and what that entails for you. This is a decision that only you can make. I always feel like, you know, beef nourishes me. I bless the food. I'm so grateful for it. I have one of those bodies where the protein, the B12, and the iron I need. And so it's up to you, like I said, to make the decision. I'm not saying eat beef or don't eat beef. What I'm saying is our belief system, is what you're arguing with. Nothing is negative and nothing is positive. Rules and regulations are created by religions and churches. You are in a frequency that's trying to set you free. And what you're literally disconnecting from is ego. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, I do. I'm understanding you.
Okay, good. And so now you are here. The kind of bravery that it took to get here, to make the decision to come here, and what you want to do with your life and your connection to the universe, this is all in front of your face. So you need to bless yourself or forgive your father or whatever and bless this situation and understand that it is your ego that has created this chaos. Now, what is also happening to you, my friend, the stress of moving, the stress of this kind of change is absolutely huge. And what's happening now is that your body's coming down from the adrenal high that it took to get you here. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm understanding most of that. My pet died, and so there's extra stress because my frog is gone.
Yes. Your adrenals are kind of drained. The adrenals sit on top of the kidney. The kidneys hold fear. Okay? And so what I would look for you is make sure you're hydrating enough. Do your meditation. Get something to build your kidneys, herbally, please. And your adrenals. And I think you're going to feel a lot better. It's also going to help you sleep. There is a really good place online that you may want to check out. I don't get any money from this. I just happen to have found it also, and I think it's going to help nourish you. It's called Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, hyphen, meds, meds.com.
Okay.
NutriMeds.com. It's got a natural thyroid and adrenal support. They have it. It is made from natural sources, so you're going to have to check that out. And you're going to have to see what, you know, based on your belief, what you want to do with that. There are certainly thyroid and adrenal things you can get on Amazon or go to your local health food store, which will support your adrenals also. So you've got to understand that you are letting go of the stress.
You're not talking about witchcraft, right?
And your physical body is the last to catch up. So all the nightmares really isn't about the beef. It is about the fear of coming here. It is about making that decision. It is about the changes that are going to take place in your life now, and it is about what frequency you are going to be at and where you want to be in love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health, or allowing ego to make decisions for you. You understand?
Yes. But
okay.
I don't have an ego.
You have ego, honey. That's what's been screaming. That's the cow that's been coming to see you. That's your ego.
No, I have not been here in America long enough to purchase an ego. I'm not even
ego?
Sure if my landlord... You say ego or eagle?
Oh, ego. E-G-O.
Oh. What is
okay,
this?
Honey, let me do it in a simple way this way. It's like having the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder. And you are in a struggle of what it is you believe and what direction you want to go in. The meat was just a catalyst to get you to figure out who you're going to listen to, the devil on one shoulder or the angel on the other, and what you choose to believe in. You have really set yourself on a path to freedom, but you have to let go of the old ways of doing things. Does that make it clearer?
Yes. And one last
thing.
Can I have Tammy's number?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I have Tammy's number? She sounded cute.
Oh, no. I don't have her number. Anyways, like I said, you just need to find the balance within yourself. And welcome to America, my friend. Pardon me?
You say I saw this. This is what I do to get the cow to leave me alone and him go back where he belongs.
Honey, the cow is your ego. E-G-O, the devil that's on your shoulder. The cow is not nagging you. It is your belief.
No, ma'am, you're not understanding. This cow, he's big. When he walks through the house, the boards creak in the house, and it wakes me up, and that's what it sounds like. He's, like, walking down the wooden hallway.
Okay.
And then he's hovering over the bed, breathing heavy, and I wake up, and he's not there. But before I wake up, it's like I feel he is right there.
Okay, then bring in Archangel Michael. Bring in Archangel Michael to clear your space and ask him to release all negativity. Pardon me?
You mean the one in the new X-Men movie? The one that was working
Michael.
The one that was working with Apocalypse, yes. I watched that movie last week with friends, yes.
Okay, I haven't seen it, so I have no idea what you're talking about. But I work with Archangel Michael a lot. And just bring in the higher energy, the angels, to clear your space and to get rid of the cow. You have the power to do that, my friend. So take care and welcome to America. Thank you so much.
I'm not sure.
All right. I will be back next Thursday, and we'll do this again. So thank you all very, very much for listening today. Take care. Bye-bye.